Hello, this is Dr. Tyson Grover with Positively Good Advice. You can find us on the web at www.positivelygoodadvice.com or on Facebook. Today, I'm going to be talking about zoonotic diseases, which are diseases that can be spread from your pet to you. There are several of these diseases, and this is a soapbox issue for me. Any new pet exam or any puppy or kitten visit, we'll get talked to about these things in the course of the exam. Hopefully, your veterinarian will do the same thing for you. If not, you can always find more information at the CDC website, which I believe is cdc.gov. So, these diseases again can be spread from your pets to you, and part of our jobs as veterinarians is to keep the family of the pet safe as well as the pet. Some of the common diseases are leptospirosis, roundworms, hookworms, and toxoplasmosis. Now, I'm sure a lot of you have heard about toxoplasmosis. The human doctors make a big deal about that in terms of women being pregnant, and that's why women are not supposed to scoop cat litter boxes. Toxoplasmosis is spread through cat feces, and then it can aerosolize, and when you scoop a box, you can potentially pick it up. Now, here's what you don't know, that the stool has to sit there for longer than 24 hours in order for that aerosolization to become possible. So if you scoop a cat's box once a day, you are actually safe from toxoplasmosis. Obviously, the other way to prevent it is just have the male in the house or a non-pregnant person in the house scoop the cat litter box, and your exposure is low from cats. You can also get that from eating raw meat or undercooked meat. You can get that from gardening, from soil. So, again, common sense. All of these can pretty much be prevented using common sense. When you're gardening, wear gloves. When you're, touching raw meat, wash your hands afterwards. The other ones that you don't hear as much about are leptospirosis and roundworms and hookworms. Now, roundworms can cause major problems, and my biggest concern are for the younger children in the family. They are going to be more apt to expose themselves to these because they'll pet a dog and then maybe go grab a sandwich and eat the sandwich. And they're not as careful where they pet the dog. Sometimes they'll grab their tail. They may be playing outside and then come in and eat a sandwich. So again, for a roundworm, it's primarily fecal-oral transmission. So they get something with the roundworm egg and they actually ingest that egg. Roundworms can cause visceral migration. So it can migrate through different organs, liver, the eyeball itself. So one of the big problems we see is some will migrate to the eyeball and cause blindness. So again, it's something to be aware of. Again, common sense can prevent this. Picking up the dog, the stool in the yard, and then staying on monthly heartworm preventative. With roundworm and with hookworm as well, they can survive some of the harsher weather conditions and they can be picked up at any point in time in the year. So that once a month heartworm preventative will not only prevent heartworm, but it can also help prevent your pet from getting intestinal parasites and thus protect you. The other one that we talked a little bit about is hookworm, and that's commonly known as plumber's itch. That can actually migrate through the skin. So if you step in a pile of dog feces and are not able to, wash it off right away, you can get it. The reason they call it plumber's itch is that plumbers are working a lot of times down in, crawl space or under houses in areas where they're kind of crawling around in the dirt, and they can commonly contract this. So it leaves tracks in the skin. So they're called cutaneous larval migrans. Again, something that can be prevented. Pick up the dog poop, wash the areas if you've touched any or stepped in any, and again, keep your pet on monthly heartworm preventative. The other big one that I wanted to talk about was leptospirosis, and that is a bacterial infection that can cause liver and kidney problems. And again, it can be spread from your pets to us. There is also a vaccine that you can use to try and prevent it. There are several different strains of leptospirosis. I think over 100. The vaccine will vaccinate for the four most common strains that we see in this area in Illinois. If your pet contracted leptospirosis, they will get very sick usually. They may show lethargy, vomiting, weakness, anorexia. So they may stop eating, they may get very weak, they may be having accidents in the house, urination, vomiting, things like that. If you do not, wear gloves when you clean that up and wash your hands immediately afterwards, you can be exposed, especially through urination accidents in the house. This bacteria is commonly spread from wild animals, so anything can carry it: mice, skunks, raccoons, anything. The biggest carrier around here is our raccoons. And other ways that your pet can be exposed is drinking from puddles, swimming in rivers or lakes, or drinking from rivers and lakes. So again, something that a lot of our pets do that go outside with us, they may come to a puddle and take a few laps, or they roll in the grass and an animal may have urinated there and become exposed. So again, think about vaccinating your pet to protect your pet and to protect you, or again, common sense. If your pet's sick and you have to be cleaning up after them, make sure you wash your hands afterwards. Don't let your pet, eat off of the same plate as you, or at least not if you're going to eat off of that plate again. If they lick your plate when you're done, so be it, but don't go back and put some more on that plate and start eating. So these things are all real risks, but they're also all manageable with good common sense practices. Hopefully, this helps you in terms of understanding your risks, but hopefully, it also does not freak you out in terms of not wanting to own a pet. The goal is just to be aware of it and use good common sense, and a lot of these can be prevented. If you have more questions, please go to our website at www.positivelygoodadvice.com or contact us on Facebook. If you have any other questions, I'd be happy to answer those. You can again visit our website and leave questions there or on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you. Again, this is Dr. Tyson Grover with Positively Good Advice. Have a great day.